Hi, my name is Beth Massey, and today I'm going to show you how to integrate SharePoint 2013 social news feeds into your cloud business apps using Visual Studio 2013. A cloud business app is a new project template in Visual Studio 2013 that streamlines the way you build apps for SharePoint and Office 365. These apps are all about data and the collaboration around that data. In the last video, we built an app for Office 365 that tracks food product surveys that our salespeople take off-site to our customer food markets in order to record how products are doing in the store. As you can see, we've got a few surveys here. We can add more. And this can be done on a mobile device as well. And this is where we can use the survey information to record it. Our product and our customer data are actually coming from SharePoint itself. Okay, so in this video, I want to show you how we can quickly enable social features so that our app can post to a news feed in which users can subscribe. Basically, when we create a survey or update a survey, I want to post that to the newsfeed. Here's what I mean by a newsfeed. If we go up to our site here, you'll see here's a newsfeed sitting right here. Users can go ahead and type any kind of start a conversation in here, and other users can like or follow that person, etc. So let's write something here. Okay, and then people can go ahead and like or reply or that sort of thing. Okay, so what we want to do is we want to basically add some auto-add a post into the newsfeed when our data changes. So let's see how we can do that. So back here in our data designer, you'll notice we've got the survey entity here. And in the property sheet, if you scroll down, you'll see a social section. You can check off post when created and post when updated. And this will go ahead and post into the newsfeed when the entity is either created or updated. Also, when something is updated, you can choose which fields trigger the post. So, for instance, say the name, product, and maybe just the display cleanliness or shelf placement, the survey results itself. Okay. The other thing you're going to need to specify is the summary property. And the summary property is just used to describe the record. So, for instance, the name in this case is the survey name. It's used to post into that newsfeed. I don't want to just display the survey name because I don't think that's as useful to the rest of the company. I think that it would be cool to also include the product name as well. Now, since the product is a relationship, what we need to do is create a little computed property to return the product name. So I'm going to click on computed property up here, and I'll go ahead and name it social summary. Okay, and since it's computed, we'll need to edit this method that returns the results of the computation. Okay, I'm just going to result, and we're just going to create a string.format, and we're going to format it like this. Okay, and the first is going to be the name of the survey itself, and then we're also going to want the product.product name. Okay, so finally, we'll just need to go back over to our entity and select the new summary property we just created. Okay, so let's go ahead and hit F5, and we'll add and update a survey and see what our newsfeed looks like. Okay, so here's our data coming up here, and you'll see now we've got this news feed enabled right here. Let's go ahead and add a new survey. Okay. So now if we go ahead and go check our news feed for this app, you'll see that I created the survey holiday sale for Chocolade. And now when we click on this link, it will take us back into the view screen directly for the survey. So as you can see, it's pretty easy to enable social collaboration around data in cloud business apps. Thanks for watching.